Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in 2 Peter chapter number 3, and we began on Monday in verse number 3. The Bible says, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers." We saw the arrival of scoffers. The Bible said that it was going to take place in the last days. And the Bible said that not only would they arrive, but they were going to be arrogant, walking after their own lusts. Verse number 4 says, "And saying, where is the promise of his coming?" And so they would be making foolish accusations and saying, "Where is the promise of his coming?" And those accusations would be based upon false assumptions. "For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." My friend, all things have not continued as they were. Today, and we'll actually develop this point for the rest of the week, the faithful answer to the scoffers. We've seen thus far the future arrival of the scoffers, the fleshly arrogance of them, the foolish accusations of them, and the false assumptions of them. But how do you answer it? And what do you say to people who scoff at the truth of the Word of God and scoff at those who believe the Bible to be true? The Bible tells us in verse number 5, "For this they willingly are ignorant of." The Bible reveals the scoffers' willful ignorance of God's world. "For this they're willfully ignorant of." You know, one of the things that amazes me is that people insist upon millions of years and evolution from nothing to where we are today, and they teach it as fact, and it takes more faith, my friend, to believe that line than it does to believe that in the beginning God spoke, and in the beginning God said. But that's where we are. And they are willfully ignorant of God's world, how it came to pass. And they rebuke the God's word, the scoffers, their willful ignorance. It's a rebuke of God's word. You see, God's word says that the world was produced by fiat, by God's speech. God said it, and it happened. The scripture says that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. The Bible is referenced in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, verse number 9. This is on the third day. The Bible declares, "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good." And God produced the world by his word, by his fiat, by his executive order. And yet they will scoff at that truth, because you see, it messes with the whole mindset. And you see, that would prove that there is a God and that there was a judgment. And that not just that the world was flooded, but the world was flooded in response to the sinfulness of mankind. And because of people walking after their own lust, they cannot dare concede that God ever judged sin. And therefore, if we're just a highly evolved animal, then we can act like animals without consequence. As a matter of fact, mankind does things and the animal kingdom won't do. And they believe without consequence. And yet, this is the answer to them, my friend, is the truth of the Word of God, that God spoke this whole world into existence, and someday he will judge it because of the willful ignorance of wicked men. Father, we thank you for the truth of the Word of God. We pray, God, that you would help us to be armed and ready to answer all men. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.